Welcome to the Young'uns Podcast. I know it's a classic opener. I know it's conventional. I know it's predictable, some people might say. Hello and welcome to the Young'uns Podcast. But it stood the test of time, I think. I don't think there's any real need to jazz it up. It is what it is. Hello and welcome to the Young'uns Podcast. Whether you be a new listener, a regular listener, someone who dabbles. We get a few dabblers. But there are other people who are Young'uns Podcast junkies. Hello to you if you are a Young'uns Podcast junkie. Binge listening to the Young'uns Podcast. This might be your 50th Young'uns Podcast in a row. You've just sat for hours without interruption, just sitting there without food, drink or any sustenance, not even getting up to go to the toilet, just sitting in your own excrement, listening to the Young'uns Podcast. But if you are a podcast junkie, then this is the perfect podcast for you, because this is such a good podcast that it will take your mind off the fact that you are completely starving and sitting in your own waste. That's how good this podcast is. After the success, perhaps in inverted commas, of last week's podcast, where we spoke to Manchester United football manager Louis van Gaal. We did a covert recorded interview with him, proffering him fig rolls and attempting to get him to do a podcast jingle for us on a plane. This week, we go after another celebrity. I mean, there's no reason he should be a celebrity, really. But that's the crazy way the world works. This particular person is a celebrity. And this week, our paths cross with Jeremy Kyle, the sensationalist TV presenter who gets people to parade their problems and shout at their family and friends on television while Jeremy Kyle tells them to grow a pair and man up. Well, our paths crossed with Jeremy Kyle, and we'll be bringing you the results of that on this week's podcast, in a podcast which, not wanting to give anything away, but which has the title, David, i.e. me, punches Jeremy Kyle in the face. Also featuring this week is a man who many people describe as folk music's answer to Jeremy Kyle. I am, of course, talking about Kieran Algar. He'll be joining us in a pub to discuss dreams. We have a tale or two to tell about our appearance recently on BBC Radio 3. And we've got clips from our gig at Southwell Festival, or Southwell Festival. Let's not have an argument about it. Let's not go on the Jeremy Kyle show about it. Where we supported Clannad, and there was quite an annoying woman in the vicinity. All that and more coming up on this week's Young'uns Podcast, again entitled David Punches Jeremy Kyle in the Face. So we did a session on BBC Radio 3 recently. I'm not sure if they call it a session. Doesn't really sound very Radio 3, does it, calling it a session? And here's a little tale about our time at BBC Radio 3, which is taken from the Nettlebed Folk Club in Oxfordshire.
Keep doing that, we'll save our voices. We'll get 5 less songs and all.
Very good.
You all work for the Musicians Union or something? You just
get them off the hook lightly.
So the last time we played that song, we did a session on BBC Radio 3.
It's all prim and proper, and it's an absolutely brilliant station and brilliant shows. But I couldn't help feeling slightly out of place because you had... you'd have loved it, because rather than applause, it's like 30 seconds of silence between every song. The presenters are eating. It's amazing with all the people want to say, you know. Anyway, so there's that going on. And also, we had Opera North, and there was some sort of Legion of Bassoon players. It was all very exuberant. And then there was us. And we did the song, and we were right at the end. And I knew that there were timing it to like 20 seconds. And he had 20 seconds just to thank everybody at the end. We just played this beautiful Steinway grand piano, and it was set in the Royal Philharmonic Hall at the BBC, the Philharmonic Studio, at the BBC. And I thought, this is like a hallowed.
So, sorry to interrupt, Jim, but yeah. You said that like it was someone's name, but the Philharmonic Hall.
He was a presenter, wasn't he?
So yeah, he's releasing a CD as Phil. Now that's what I call BBC Radio 3 Silences, Volume 17. My favourite is... Very moving. And also follow up with an applause. Ruin the silence now.
Okay, can I ruin the silence?
I don't dare you to start applauding the jokes, otherwise we will never get stuck for this.
So it's this kind of hallowed experience. I've got to do something to kind of almost break the mold. Just a little bit unorthodox. So I waited until I knew it was the final time, just before the band called the news. Thank you to Opera North, and thank you to the bassoon players. And here, from the BBC, Philharmonic Studios, BBC Radio 3, it's goodbye. And I just had to go. So, we did that, and it just come across on the radio quite clearly.
So that was on In Tune on BBC Radio 3. And I think it might still be on the iPlayer, I'm not sure. Have a look, In Tune, and it was the episode with the young'uns in, obviously. You probably could have worked that bit out yourself, couldn't you, really? I don't need a spoon feed, do you? Don't talk about food, David. I haven't eaten for 40 hours, I'm sat here in my own waste. We were very surprised to note that the BBC Radio 3 Philharmonic Studio shared the same corridor as the studio for the Jeremy Kyle Show, that hideous television programme on ITV. So naturally, we had to have a little bit of fun, didn't we? So still energised, adrenaline coursing through my... Where it's coursing is quite frankly none of your business. But anyway, adrenaline coursing through me. After the Louis van Gaal success, we've potentially got somebody else for the fig roll fame game, in which we offer a celebrity fig roll, get their opinions on the fig roll, and maybe just try and have a sly recording of them as well. We're currently about to do a session on BBC Radio 3, and due to the way that things are now set up with ITV and the BBC sharing studio facilities, BBC Radio 3 is now sharing a space, the studio which records the live Jeremy Kyle shows. So we just walked past the Jeremy Kyle live studio audience, who were mixing with the people waiting to go on to BBC Radio 3. So it was quite an odd sight, really. Quite an odd dichotomy. But as we passed the corridor, there's a big cardboard cutout of Jeremy Kyle. And so I took the opportunity to punch Jeremy Kyle in the face. Unfortunately, I could only do it with the cardboard cutout version of himself, not in actuality, but we'll work up to that.
This, ladies and gentlemen, a fine example of the new politics that Jeremy Corbyn...
The kind of politics, I'm sure even Jeremy Corbyn would say, kind of politics, except for Jeremy Kyle. That would be the caveat, I think. And then, a little bit later on, after we'd done our rehearsal, we came out of the studio, and next door was the actual programme live. And there was no security guard standing outside the door to essentially stop me.
Just a rehearsal, not recording.
A rehearsal? What, they have to rehearse? Well, I'm going to call you a toe rag. I'm going to tell you to grow a pair. Can you say grow a pair again, please, Jeremy? Can you just say that? We're looking for something a bit more banal than that, Jeremy. That was a bit too highbrow. So I think it would be good to sort of interrupt the Jeremy Kyle show, run in, ask Jeremy Kyle if he'd like a fig roll, what he thinks about fig rolls, and then see if he can say, my name's Jeremy Kyle, and you're listening to the Youngest Podcast, which we'll never use, because that endorsement would actually be the anti-endorsement in a way.
Hey, am I standing by your guns, Davis, I have to say?
I didn't talk about the weapons. Didn't tell me about that. You just thought it was an accordion in the suitcase. That's the next thing. We're going to shoot Jeremy Kyle. Jeremy Kyle? Jeremy Kyle. Ah, that's a scandal. He's really called Jeremy Kyle. He has to change his name. Let's not go into why, but the DNA test will reveal all. And we'll bring that to you on the Young'uns Podcast. I think we should go for it, though. If we see him, we're definitely going to do the fig roll fame game with Jeremy Kyle.
There'll
probably be somebody else lurking at the BBC.
We haven't actually got any fig rolls.
We don't have any fig rolls, but we'll just ask him what he thinks of fig rolls. Yeah. That'll be fine. Fill in that, we'll just ask the bassoon players what they think about fig rolls. Anyway, goodbye. What will happen? Find out. But I also mentioned at the end of that clip that there were some bassoon players featuring on the same BBC Radio 3 show as we were on. And beforehand, we were having a bit of a chat with them in the studio, and they had their bassoons with us. And I thought, why don't we play a little bit of a game for the podcast? As I had the recorder in my hand, because of the Jeremy Kyle show, I thought we might as well. So, welcome to our new game. I imagine it's a one-off game, but you never know, we might bring it back for Christmas. Guess the tune on the bassoon. A little bit of a treat now. A new feature. Guess the tune on the bassoon. We have the bassoon players here. I don't know if you've all got bassoons, but we have a collection of bassoons here. Apparently you've just seen Jeremy Kyle's victims walk out in tears, or run out of the studio in tears, apparently chased by some bedraggled producers.
That's correct.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So you've sort of sensationalist thing there. You should have run after him with a bassoon. I mean, they'd have got that on film. You'd have got that on film with a everyone just chasing him with a bassoon. I mean, that would have made him turn round, I think.
Look, it's meant to be a flash mob, not a lynch mob.
Guess the tune on the bassoon. Can you play a tune and we have to try and guess what the tune is on the bassoon? Yeah. Maybe best of three? Yes. Oh, what's that? The idea's buzzing if you know it. Mr. Cooney versus Mr. Hughes versus David Eagle. What is it? Do you recognise it?
Ackerbilk.
Is it?
Stranger on the Shore.
I don't know that one. It's still nil-nil. First of three. Can we have another tune on the bassoon?
Oh, come on. Someone could contribute something.
We're not even on the show, you know.
We're from Jeremy Cowell's lot. It's got to be a children's TV thing, it sounds like, but I'm not sure what. Any ideas? Sounds like more reasons to shop at Morrison's. Half a point. What was that one?
Either the engine.
Either the engine. What are these things? Different demographic here.
It was a kid's cartoon program from the 1970s.
Okay, last one. We've got to get one somehow. We've got to get one here. Guess the tune on the bassoon.
Do the Jeremy Cowell theme tune.
I don't even know what that is. No one knows what that is. It's just the sound of people shouting, cursing, groaning, and puking. Right. Guess the tune on the bassoon. Conferring going on.
Now you're asking.
Steady on. I just want you to play a tune on the bassoon. You can do that. That's more Jeremy Cole than Radio 3. There you are.
Wrong studio,
okay. Exactly. Guess the tune on the bassoon.
Let's do something a little obscure.
Well, for the other. That's like. It's not helping. I don't know what it is, but I've heard the tune before. What is it? I like the fact you've gone for a different timbre there, sort of. It's a Spanish thing, isn't it?
All the girls in Spain wash their knickers down the drain.
Sing that at school. He's got
version.
Sean wins with the knickers down the drain. What's the actual thing called?
I don't know. It's a snake charmer's tune, I think.
Snake charmer's tune.
Yeah, brilliant.
There we are. Should we quit while we're slightly flagging? Excellent. Guess the tune on the bassoon. An exciting new feature there, ladies and gentlemen, from the same people who brought you... what's the deal on the Glockenspiel? Well, I'm glad you think so. Where's let's just stop there.
It's our podcast.
Human's podcast, it's called.
We're trying to get Jeremy Kyle on the podcast because we saw that he was recording and I was desperate to open the door and shout something, but we thought we might be escorted from the building.
Yes.
And we think the Jeremy Kyle security is probably a little bit more heightened than the BBC Radio 3 security. It's probably just someone saying, would you mind awfully leaving or something like that. Anyway, thank you very much. The outro to Guess the Tune on the Bassoon, please. That's cheating. There must be a theme.
All right.
I won't tell you what he's doing. To make that sound, ladies and gentlemen. But I think you're gonna have to wash it. There you. That's BBC bassoon as well. It's not even yours. There you.
Oh my God.
Will we meet Jeremy Kyle? Will we infiltrate the studio while the show's going on? Will we get to speak to Jeremy Kyle? Will we offer him? Will we offer him a fig roll biscuit? Find out a little bit later on. But right now we head to the gate to Southwell or Southwell Festival. The only reason I don't know what it's called is because people of Southwell / Southwell don't know what it's called either. It's like Shrewsbury and Shrewsbury, there's debate. Anyway, we're going to head to the Southwell / Southwell Festival where we were supported Clannad. And here are a few clips from that.
Thank you very much. We did that for the guy who asked for it last night.
There is a one day delay on all requests.
The next song we're going to sing is dedicated to all the people from my hometown of Stockton-on-Tees. Who are all in tonight, hello. To all the people of Stockton who refuse to take part in the filming and the televising of the controversial Channel 4 show Benefit Street.
Benefit Street. Oh, thank you very much. Hey! Maybe it's like an alarm going up, maybe it's like an
Do you know, I don't know about you, but I think after 35 more minutes of that, it might get just a little bit tiring, but for now I'm enjoying it, it's fine.
Most people usually say that about you, didn't
they? I mean, okay, if I last 35 minutes, that's another story, right?
Oh, Dave's gonna play the piano.
Yes, here we go. Someone's actually joining the topic. Here we go. We'll get one of the stewards to carry you up onto the stage. And I'll slip you a flag if you'll drop it.
Right. Thank you.
We could do it in that key, but we might have to tighten our trousers a bit.
Thank you very much. What a fantastic first day we've had here. It's been great. So we went into the Minster School and did an hour's workshop. Hey, dear. Talk about posh kids, eh? It was so funny. It was brilliant. No, they were absolutely fantastic. They were. But then we did like that. We said, has anyone got any questions they want to ask you? And one little boy said, yes, what's your favourite type of cheese?
Because I'm rather partial to Shropshire Blue myself.
It's unbelievable. Because last week we did it in Chester. And we did the same thing. And the kid said, who's the hardest out of the three of you?
Well, I don't think their answer now might get locked up, do you?
Shows a difference, doesn't it?
I said, when I was your age, there was only one type of cheese. Cheese. I don't think there's any danger of Benefit Street coming here, is there? No, like everybody else, we've got CDs we'll be selling in the little tent outside the door. If you want to come and see us, we've got a new album with this called The Other Man's Grounds. Great! I'll let you off with that one. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We'll let you off with that one. Shut up. You can scream all you want, that's fantastic.
I think it's our request for a song. I think Clan are going to do that one after this. Now they love it when people go woo all the way through their song. In fact, they've asked for everyone to do it.
Yes, in the words of Aerosmith, dream on, dream on. Dream on, dream on, dream on, dream until your dream comes. Which can only mean one thing, my friends. Well, I suppose it could mean a lot of things, but you know what I mean. Stop being pedantic. It's that time in the podcast where we talk about our dreams. Sean Cooney, myself, Michael Hughes. Oh, calm down. No, it's all right. Calm down, Aerosmith. Calm down. You gave yourself a heart attack if you're not careful. Thank you very much, Aerosmith. Calm yourself down. Oh, can I call you Aero? It's a bit weird just calling you Aerosmith all the time. Can I call you Aero? Oh, that's lovely. You've got a very bubbly personality. Aero. Yes. Anyway, it's the time of the podcast where we talk about our dreams. We spend so much time together, often waking up in the same bedroom as each other, so we talk about our dreams of a morning. This time, we are joined in the pub by our good friend, Mr. Kieran Algar. Let's chew some dream-related cud. We are in Wetherspoons. We're with Kieran Algar.
Hello.
And Michael said, well, as you're recording for the podcast, you might as well talk about Kieran's new solo
album. Are we actually doing this?
No, we're not.
Okay.
It's boring. I'm doing that. You're not using this podcast as a plugging opportunity. We're going to talk about my dreams. And feel free if you've had any dreams that you would like to share with us.
14th October. Sorry.
As Linda's farms, we have dreams enough to share.
I did have an interesting dream the other day.
Well,
actually,
feel free to start us off. Start the ball rolling.
Well, actually, it's regarding a person we were talking about earlier who I can't...
You can't name?
I can't name for name redacted. I was playing cricket in my halls of residence, and then she came and she wanted to watch GoldenEye, and we ended up watching GoldenEye.
Is that the end of the dream?
Yeah, it was really weird.
I'd be pleased to hear that my dream was better than that.
I've never seen any of the James Bond films, so it's...
So you actually had to imagine... Now it's getting interesting. You actually had to imagine a whole film.
I've written the whole next James Bond film, yeah.
That happens. I've had dreams like that, where you almost have, like, songs, and you've, like, you imagine entire songs, or a whole film, or a whole play.
I've written a song from a dream
from
before.
From a dream. Yeah. Have you actually a real song?
Yes,
have you had any dreams that you'd like to talk about? We're talking about dreams. This is the waiter now bringing our stuff over in Wetherspoons.
Walk in some conversation.
Theyoungins.co.uk, if you're interested. Well, you've had to sort of do whole sort of film scores and things. Oh, great. Kim's got a new album out, by the way. There you go. I've just... The little waiter will buy a copy of your album now.
You really just want
to... Oh, we did it, Jeremy. There you go.
Oh, yeah, no one else has noticed this. What's your theory about Mr. Corbyn?
Well, Corbyn, after every sentence when he's on the radio, he goes like this.
He makes a little sniffing
sound. I'd like to finish, if I may.
Right, it's a kinder, friendlier politics.
Exactly. Well, let's have a kinder and friendlier podcast from now on. We will only take the piss out of Michael 3 times in a podcast. How's that? There you go.
Nah, it's just unreasonable.
Okay, then. Four times. Four. There we are. So my dream involved this sort of this school. The teachers were kind of in a hostage situation. The teachers were kind of being tortured. It was a horrible thing. They were sort of chained to the desks and things and whipped.
Oh, my God.
And not by the children, but by like a more of an authoritarian kind of hierarchical power.
Reminds me of my head teacher.
You were power like an individual or a force or a...
Well, like a group of people. I assumed that the children didn't know about this. But anyway, it turned out the children knew about it. And what the children were doing is they were lobbying to save the teachers. And so the children invented this plan and somehow got me in, who was the private investigator. And I got in and I decided I'd concoct this brilliant plan on how to rescue the teachers. So when it might have been the one man who was involved in all this, because I decided that the best thing to do was give this man laxatives, very strong laxatives. It was all timed perfectly. We got the house.
This was in my Bond film that I dreamt about as well.
We got the whole thing rigged up with cameras, including the toilet, the inside of the toilet, and you're going to find out why in a second. Because the idea was, we gave him laxatives, and he went up to the toilet. Well, at this point, we started radioing in and saying, right, help is, you know, get ready to break down the door. Because he was not going anywhere. Because at which point, we waited until the first onslaught of crap, basically, came out of this man's backside. And obviously, there was no... And then all of a sudden, the door was broken down. We stormed in, we rescued the teachers, untied them, but he couldn't do anything. I mean, he's not going to... How can you get... Imagine him trying to get... Save these teachers, walking around with poo hanging out of it. So he couldn't do it. So he just had to sit there, knowing that he was going to get caught in the most ignominious way possible. I think an absolutely brilliant plan was concocted.
Well, if you could get him to intake laxatives, could you have not...
Could have poisoned him.
Doesn't it need to be legal. No, just
all the legalities are very important.
Sleeping tablets or something like that. You don't need to have all the meds.
I didn't think of that. That's a good point. We could have done the old sleeping tablet.
Yours is more of a sitcom.
He'd have probably woken up. It's more of a sitcom, I think. He's or a shitcom, even. Always thinking. Oh.
Yeah, you just edit it, and that was your first choice.
Exactly. Oh. So, in 2 seconds, say something about your album, Kieran.
It's really good, and you should buy it.
There we are. I'm not even going to give you the 2 seconds there.
Final words.
Ah, damn you! Excellent. Any other dreams, or should we move on?
Oh, I had a great one. I can't remember it at all, unfortunately. I think I was in
fill in the blanks.
It's first, no, yeah, yeah. We'll just leave a little bit of silence now in the podcast. You can fill in your own blanks here.
Have you ever had one of those,
like, have you ever had a recurring dream?
Yeah,
I used to have this one where, like, I don't know why. We had this local park called Dimensions. It's a water park around where I live. It was always some disaster going on at this water park. And I would be the hero who would slide down the dragon slide.
Yeah, tell me about this.
And it was usually a fire.
I think you told it on the podcast last time.
Oh yeah, I think
we did
it
with Jim Cosley. There was a fire, and you rescued some people from this fire, but from a water slide.
I did say it was a recurring dream.
It's a recurring thing on the podcast as well.
Oh yeah.
One of the first dream I can remember having in my life was when my bed. As a kid, my bed turned into a lilo and went straight through the wall and down a water slide.
Well, that's quite magical.
Mm.
I had a dream that I died and went to heaven, and it was truly brilliant. It was a brilliant experience, and I like to believe that. And then for ages, because I was only
like, because I think people have been waiting to hear this. What,
do you know? I think the reason I remember this is because it had a slide component. It was very much like a water world. It was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, better than the film Waterworld, bloody hell.
I loved it. I loved it. I've not seen Waterworld before.
It's horrendous.
What does it involve?
Kevin Costner in some futuristic world where the earth's been flooded and everyone lives on these giant rafts. Oh, it's awful. Absolutely.
There we are, new feature of a film review there. We've had GoldenEye from Kieran, who's never seen it before.
No, it's
and now we've had Waterworld there. Michael, have any dreams?
None from me.
Thank goodness for that.
I think the dream where Michael is a folk singer and an award-winning trio is his dream, and he's living it every day.
Well, thank you for reminding us. I tell you what, I'm going to give you an extra 2 seconds to talk about your album.
£10, Final Waltz, it's great.
I even give you 3 seconds for that.
www.kieranallgo.co.uk.
What the hell? That's the Scatman's website address, I think.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Excellent.
Are you going to be buying it, David?
No, because you're going to give me a copy for free, which would bloody up.
I never got a copy of Never Forget for free. Greg did, I didn't.
Really? What?
No.
Well, we'll sort that out.
I was at the launch.
Yeah, you get the launch in Vegas. Yeah, we'll sort that out, Kieran.
I'm sorry. Have you got another bunch of pounds?
Yeah.
Got that for free?
No, I bought
you
that.
You did not buy it.
You did not. There's no way.
Where did I get it from?
I didn't buy it on bloody Amazon, did you?
Oh, no, you gave me a copy.
So we're going to have to go now. Here's a message from our sponsor.
Yeah, I downloaded it. Listen to it on Spotify. Yeah.
So we head now back to the corridors of Media City Salford, where we are very soon going to record a BBC Radio 3 performance. But before that, we are attempting to get an interview with Jeremy Kyle. We are attempting to infiltrate, if possible, the recording studio where the Jeremy Kyle Show is recording live. Let's find out what happens as we hear part two of our adventure. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on. You'll be able to hear in the background the sound of the bassoons, who are now broadcasting on BBC Radio 3. But in this other door here is the Jeremy Kyle Show, which is recording right now as we speak. And I'm going to put the microphone to the door. Let's see what we can hear. It's just hideous. It's just hideous. They're just arguing. They're arguing. I know that's what Jeremy Kyle is, but they're just arguing in front of a live audience. Okay, I'm going to see if I can get in.
Your key fob.
What?
Where's your key fob?
Key fob, why?
Where's
to get into the Jeremy Kyle studio.
I've got the toilet.
Yeah.
This is not the Jeremy Kyle studio here. This is the exit where we went before. But obviously they come out into the corridors.
But I can hear them live. I can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you suggesting we're not even as close as we can get? We can get closer to Jeremy Kyle, so to speak. We're out.
Something could effectively go to the toilet and then just be in the middle of it.
Well, let's do that.
Okay, well, put that in your pocket, don't have that out.
Just come on, we're fine. We're fine, I'll put it in your pocket, we're fine. Let's see what's going on. Describe the scene, what's going on? Okay. We're in the toilet right now. Please tell me you haven't just been on the Jeremy Kyle Show.
Steve the security guard.
Steve the security guard.
On the Jeremy Carl Show, are you BBC Radio 3?
On the what?
We're on BBC Radio 3, but you're presumably doing the Jeremy Carl Show.
Yeah.
What is it, the mobile? Is it rehearsal or is it on?
No, we're on, mate.
You're on. You're on live. You're on the toilets. What was this? Something broke out right now. This is ridiculous.
Oh, it's all right now.
Apparently someone stormed out, did they, we're told.
No, we're all right.
You're all right now.
Yeah.
You're toying the party line.
Yeah.
Or should I say party line? You've just been stunned with your rattle. Anyway, thank you very much. That was quite odd. We've now just interviewed a member of security at the Jeremy Carl Show who was literally having a piss. You tell me he's famous on the show, because I don't know the Jeremy Carl Show. Steve the security guard.
Steve, he's always referred to by Jeremy.
Well, you could have told me. I would have asked him if he liked fig rolls. You are literally...
Go on.
Shout.
But listen, it is actually going on. Like, there's literally like people crying and coming out and all that type of stuff.
How can he just blah... How can he, with such a blasé attitude... That was Steve, apparently, an actual figure on the thing. And Michael didn't even tell me, and he didn't even ask if he liked fig rolls. How are we going to play the fig roll game? There's a penalty. I'm going to get hold of Michael's head and shove it in your eye. It's the kind of thing they like in the Jeremy Carl Show. So we didn't manage to get Jeremy Kyle, but we did get Steve, the security guard, who apparently features on the actual programme. We didn't manage to speak to him, and we didn't manage, therefore, to proffer him a fig roll biscuit. Although, when it comes to the fig roll fame game, I think we're going to have a bit of a change of plan. Because we had a comment on last week's podcast from Catherine, who suggested that a more appropriate biscuit would be hobnob. As in, to hobnob with someone, to mix with somebody, or try and talk to someone of a perceived higher social status. Which is what we're doing. Because some people would, weirdly, say that Jeremy Kyle is of a higher social status than me. Quite frankly, I don't think he's of a higher social status than an ant. But it's a perceived higher social status here. And that's what hobnobbing is. So we thought maybe we could do celebrity hobnob, in which we attempt to hobnob with a celebrity while proffering them a hobnob, keeping the biscuit theme going. Regardless of whether Jeremy Kyle would have accepted a fig roll or a hobnob, it doesn't matter anyway, because we know that Jeremy Kyle takes the biscuit. It's time to guess the celebrity's age as we play the birthday game. And I know I said a couple of weeks ago that we were going to do the birthday game with a twist. It's not the birthday game with a twist, actually. That's next week's birthday game. So I'm afraid it's just the usual boring birthday game with us. Sorry about that. But anyway, what a brilliant sell that was. Let's have it. It's me versus Michael Hughes this week. Let's head to a van in the month of June as we're heading to some gig or other to play the birthday game.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Brilliant. Okay. What's the age of the celebrity? It is time to reveal to thee. What is the celebrity's age? Sean Cooney, read the birthday page. The birthday game. 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 Okay, excellent.
We're guessing the celebrity's age. If we are within 10 points, we get 1 point. If we're within 5 years, I said points, but you know what I mean? Years, we get 2 points. And if we're bang on the money, we get 3 points. Is that what we said last time?
Yes. Could you pass me my bottle of water down the side of the door, please?
For listeners at home, that's what I'm doing right now. It's very important that the birthday game announcer is fully lubricated. That includes having a drink of water as well. But that's just one of the many elements of the lubrication process. I won't tell you about the rest. There's a reason we didn't start recording before now. Right. Okay.
Have you finished talking now?
Yes, go. Let's begin.
Right. Today's date is Saturday the 13th of June.
Oh, I thought it was a question. I was going to say. Another point, a bonus point up for grabs there, but anyway.
Yeah. Can I talk?
Yes, go on. Free-flowing...
Is it?
Yes.
Excellent.
Sure. I think it's a lubrication, that's the reason for that. Anyway.
Still trying to talk, Dame Christine Beasley. Mm. Did you get the stick of that recorder right in my face?
Well, yeah, because that's the idea.
I can't read the birthdays.
That's the idea of a microphone.
Yeah, but I want to be able to read
primitive
the
broadcasting here. Right. Dame
Christine
Beasley.
I haven't told you who she is, yeah.
No.
Former Chief Nursing Officer, Department of Health.
Okay,
She is 64.
She's 70.
71.
It's Michael Hughes.
Yeah.
Straight in there. He gets 2 points.
Nick Brown, Labour MP.
Interesting anecdote about Nick Brown.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You know, on Pointless. I don't watch it very much. I used to really love it. You know, you get to those cringe-worthy situations in the final where people just don't have a clue and they just make things up. And it's awful to watch because the whole thing like lasts for 5 minutes and it gets drawn out. What would you spend the
Imagine
money on?
Imagine that, a long drawn
out. Well, we're not
going
to win because we've just made it up. But yeah. they made up Nick Brown's name and they won.
So they just guessed it.
They guessed it was like names of MPs and they made it up.
My goodness.
Nick Brown and they won the jackpot.
Nick Brown, he is 47.
He's 50 today.
He's 65.
Oh, bloody hell. Bloody hell, well, none of us get that.
Cathy Burke, actor.
It's still 2-0 to Mr. Hughes. Cathy Burke, Michael got Hughes, you go first.
Cathy Burke, 52.
52, she is 51.
51, David Eagle.
3-2 to David Eagle.
Alan Hansen, football
player. No anecdotes about Cathy Burke. The challenge would be to have an anecdote about everyone. But anyway, Alan Hansen, of course, match of the day.
Thought he's retired from match of the day.
Well, he is retired now, which could give Michael a clue as he goes first.
56.
Nice. 58.
60.
Ah, yes. So that is 5-2, I believe, to David Eagle. First to 10.
Malcolm McDowell, actor.
Ah, yes.
Famous film? Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange? 69.
Oh, yes, 50.
Yeah.
It's 72.
Well done, David Eagle. He has got, or me, it's difficult when I'm a commentator to separate the two things here. 7-2, ladies and gentlemen. First to 10, only needs 3 points. Technically, he could get it in the next one, giving Michael one hell of a whooping.
Darius Vassell, footballer. Darius, or as other commentators call him, Darius.
Darius, really, yeah. Indeed.
He used to play for Villa.
That's right, yeah, played for England as well. Yeah.
Excellent ancillary knowledge, but will it help Michael Hughes?
He's 42.
He's 43.
He's 35.
Oh, Michael! He claws it back, Well, not really clawing it back, it is 7-3.
Gordon Banks?
Oh,
former Labour MP.
Oh, not that one. Oh. He is 51.
No, he's 60.
60 says Michael, 51 says David.
No. 60, bang on, Mr. Hughes.
Bloody hell!
Yes.
Still, David is in the lead. 7-6. 7-6. Okay.
Right, Alan Carr, comedian, chatty man.
Michael Hughes? Here we go. I think you should go first, Michael. But don't make a spectacle of yourself.
Alan Carr must be 42.
42. He's actually 44.
He's 39.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yes. Michael gets an extra 2 points, putting him in the lead, 8-7.
Yes.
Oh,
my goodness.
Okay.
First to 10.
This could be the decider. Boy George, singer songwriter. Who goes first?
Boy George.
David Eagle first.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. By George, will I get it? Boy George, he's got it. That'd be good, wouldn't it? If I got it back on, that's what we could say. Boy George, he's 62.
58.
54.
Yes,
I've won.
My goodness, a tense game there. Michael Hughes pulls it back from nowhere. We will have some celebrity guests, some folk celebrity guests playing the birthday game next week. But right now, we're heading back to the corridors at Media City Salford, which houses the two very disparate worlds of BBC Radio 3 in the Philharmonic Studio with the opera singers and bassoon players and the harpists, and the world of Jeremy Kyle. Let's go there one final time.
So let me just describe the scene right now. There's what happens after a Jeremy Kyle show. Many people wonder what happens behind the scenes. So there is currently a cleaner who sort of gets rid of all the debris, the blood, the vomit that the show naturally induces. And so that's happening right now. And then all of the people who work on the show have to go in for like a cleansing exercise where they get their souls cleansed so that they can live with themselves afterwards. That's quite a long and laborious process that's quite involved in that there. They kind of read passages from the Bible. And they sort of do a bit of yoga and meditation. Jeremy Kyle is involved in a bit of flagellation, just to feel actual emotional pain, just to kind of feel something, because, you know, he's got to be very unfeeling on the show, and so he kind of has to do this through physical pain. I think he actually enjoys it, actually. I think he says it's a soul-cleansing exercise, so he can go back into the real world as a decent human being, but I think it's actually just something that he enjoys doing. So that's currently going on right now. I mean, I try and get closer to the action to bring you that flagellation, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Meanwhile, we're going to go back into the safety and security of the bassoons and opera. It's a much nicer atmosphere. There's very little flagellation that goes on there. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. The birthday game with a twist, more dream talk, and lots more clips from gigs. We've got loads of clips. So much to bring you. We'll be back next week. Till then, from me, David Eagle, thank you for listening. Goodbye.